A number of major activities took place in the country over the past year that ought to be reviewed critically if the country is to make any meaningful progress into the future. In his inaugural speech on January 7, 2017, President Akufo-Addo made it clear that he was in a hurry to fix problems facing the country. So far, the president has shown that he's a workaholic, prepared to leave no stone unturned to address the issues affecting the country. The introduction of programs such as Free SHS, paperless operations at the ports, the fight against galamsey, and the desire to portray Ghana as a country beyond aid is most welcome, but ought to be vigorously pursued if we are to achieve them in reality. Ghana has all the potentials to become economically independent. Admittedly, the Akufo-Addo administration took over the reins of government when the country was saddled with huge debts. These debts relate to arrears relating to the National Health Insurance, School Feeding Program, District Assembly's Common Fund, and other statutory payments. In spite of all this, however, the government has come up with good programs like Planting for Food and Jobs, One District, One Factory, and One Village, One Dam for the northern part of the country to make food production an all-year-round activity. These programs, laudable as they are, ought to be carefully implemented and closely monitored to ensure that they bring in the desired results. One major promise made by President Akufo-Addo last year was the protection of the public purse for the common good. Similarly, the fight against illegal mining is not yet over, and this explains why government and all stakeholders ought to be very concerned about what must be done to achieve the purpose. Ghana's relationship with the international community saw a major boost during the past year when various leaders in the European Union, the African continent, and other parts of the world visited the country and established bilateral relations. This development shows that the international community has great confidence in the Akufo-Addo administration and is prepared to share ideas to help promote socio-economic development that will be beneficial to Ghana and other countries in the world. All these developments ought to be critically examined and promoted further to ensure the attainment of positive results in 2018. This means that the new year must see more action in terms of economic growth and job creation in line with the wishes of the people. It is expected that government would pay attention to the issue of better management of the oil revenue to soundly address the economic needs of Ghanaians. It is equally important to note that even though the free SHS introduced in the country has brought great relief to many parents, the gains made in this area ought to be consolidated for better results. What this means is that the teething problems facing the program ought to be carefully studied, monitored, and appropriately addressed to help promote the common good. All this will require the support of everyone in the country. Indeed, 2018 must be an action year for all Ghanaians, so that this country can establish itself in its rightful place within the Committee of Nations. This is what we need to achieve to make life meaningful in 2018 for everyone.
News commentary was on government's activities in the past year. The script was by Dr. Kufiyampong Sambidiako, Head of Public Relations, Ghana Standards Authority, and presented by Dinah Densesowa.